Welcome. Thank you for joining us again. This week we've been thinking about our journey as disciples. We thought about the importance about making that decision that no one ever drifts into being a disciple. It's something we have to set out to be. We thought about the importance of holding a vision before us to keep us going. We've reminded ourselves that it's God who calls us, and he's our navigator, a good navigator, who leads us in good ways, never leaves us, and will lead us to the land that he's promised. Well, today we're going to read from John 20, 19 to 23. It's one of the resurrection stories, and of course we're fast approaching Easter, and we'll hear these again. We find the disciples locked away, afraid. Well, let's read. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." With that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Fear is so often such a big part of our lives. Fear for our loved ones, fear about health, fear about finances, fear of what is going on in the world around us, which is a real issue for us at the moment, isn't it? So I can understand the disciples' fear. I can understand them locking the door, trying to feel safe, locked away. Their master has been taken and brutally executed. Would they be next? But what I love is that Jesus comes and stands amongst them in their fear. What does he say as he stands there? "Peace be with you." And Jesus has just faced the fears and the horrors of the cross with great courage. And he's faced them with love and without fear, amazingly. So he's qualified to stand amongst them, to stand amongst these fearful followers and offer them peace. When we feel afraid, our very beings are disturbed, aren't they? Our fears take over. Our fears become quite consuming. They're all we can think about. They colour our decision-making, cloud our ability to look beyond our own situations. They encourage us to be self-centred, self-obsessed. They restrict our active discipleship, if we're honest. So Jesus says again to the followers, "Peace be with you." And he calls these feeble, fearful followers. And he says, "Look, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And then he breathes on them. I can sense the fear dissipating. That disturbed, dark sense deep inside the followers evaporating away as Jesus speaks and as Jesus breathes on them. They inhale peace and surety. And calm and courage. I wonder what you are afraid of at this moment. What are your fears? Again, it might be quite good to write them down, make a list, name them before the Lord. Then why not invite Jesus to come and stand with you? Invite him in. Hear his offer of peace, sense his breathing on you, and allow the fear to evaporate. And the peace of Jesus to enter. You and I are disciples of Jesus. We are followers of the one who faced and defeated the worst that could be thrown at him. this Jesus is resurrected. And this Jesus has promised never to leave us. And he promises us his peace. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. A great promise from 2 Thessalonians. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. May we know that peace from Jesus. Amen. And God bless us this day.